Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Kolam Yoshev B'Tzion, L'Chayalim, L'Chatufim, for Golan Ben Gavriela, Mata Ben Dvor, Lisha Ben Ruti, Elezer Chaim Ben Esther Simia, Simcha Ben Adina Minya, David Ben Ziva, Ravim Yosef Ben Chana, and they should all have Brius HaShlema. And Shir is based in the Torah of Man Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal. It says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, famous Pasuk, Yeshaya 30:29, that the song will be like the night that the holiday was sanctified, and the happiness of their hearts is going to be like the going of the flute. So Yeshaya Navi is Menabe on the Shir that's going to be Lasid Lavo, that in the future there's going to be this great Shir. And he compares it to the shir of Leil Tes Vav. Leil is Kaddish HaChag. So what we'd like to do is, we'd like to explain the Dimui to the shir of Tes Vav. But what is the shir of Leil Tes Vav, of the 15th of Nisan? It doesn't say Shvi Shel Pesach. That's Shir HaSayam. That's Gemar Gulatsam. That's explicit in the Pasuk. So what's the union of the Shira on the first night? And also, we know that the Shira is Miskayemes, Davka Ki Gamal Alai. We only say Shira after we have the Yeshua. Mom is the Yeshua. The Yeshua is on the 7th day of Pesach. It was on Shvi Shel Pesach. So my high that we're talking about the Shira on the first night when the Gula didn't happen yet. You're only supposed to sing Shira after the actual Gula, like the famous Yisrael of the Brisker Rav we've discussed in the Shira in the past. So how could it be that we're already talking about Shira on the first night when it's Noch Nisht Netzat? It's not time yet. Time is the 7th. So that's what we'd like to clarify. Also, we have the Chelek Hasheni Shel HaPasuk, V'Simchas Levav K'Holech B'Cholil. Rashi explains, Shemusav al Simchas Havas HaBikurim. Because B'Seder Havas HaBikurim says in the Mishneh, Kurim 3:4, Shahayacholil Makel of Nehem. Galenu the Sholkan Mawat Seruf, Shoshnehadimuim Halalu. The 15th, and Havaz Bikurim, it says the Havaz Bikurim, they would have this Khalil playing. So what's Pshat that we're comparing the 15th and Havaz Bikurim? It says, Kol Amarbil the Sabri Bitsis Mitzrayim, Erezim Meshubach. Ne'amar stam, or mash mishem daber, klal sipuri yitziat mitzrayim. That you're meshubach if you're mismarbel esabri b'tzit sayim. It also says in the Mishnah that maschil beginosim mesayim b'shevach v'doresh me'arami oived ovi. Ad sheyigmor kol ha'parasha kula. As mashma shu'inyan le'atzmo. So we have two separate things over here. We have being marbel esabir b'yitzias mitzrayim, klal sipuri yitzias mitzrayim. And then we see Maschil Beginus. That's in Haggadah Shel Pesach. And then we have the Mishnah, Pesachim Kuftei Zayin, that Matchil Beginut, Umesayim B'Shevach, that you start with Genus, you start with the negative, and then you go on to the positive. And you darshin from Rami Oved Avi, ad sheyigmor kol ha'parsha kula. You darshin from Rami Oved Avi until you finish the whole parsha. It's mashma that it's an independent union. However, the Rambam was mami the two of them together. The Rambam writes, Chum to Matzah 7:4, v'chol ha'moisif u'marich bidrash parsha zu, harei zeh meshubach, harei sharama ma'amid, inyan ribui ha'sipur b'miuchad, adrash ha'romi Oved Avi. Atam mevinim, in the earlier sources, they don't seem to be connected. We have Marbel Esabri Tzias Mitzrayim. So be Marbel Esabri and all be Tzias Mitzrayim. Then we have a Mishnah that says you should be Maschil B'Gnus B'Sayim B'Shevach Dorish Arami Oved Avi. That's the Gnus, right? That we started off pretty bad and then it ended up great. But the Rambam says, no. The Marbel Esabri is talking about the Parash of Arami Oved Avi. The Rambam Mamid Otam B'Mam Rambam Mechaber B'Nihim. Rambam Amit Shneem B'Yachad. So going to Meir Simcha Bor Sameach, Shem al Rambam, Hevi Makor Miuchad L'Drush Parashah Zoh Shel Bikurim, in מה שכתוב לחם עוני. שמוס 15:3, שעונים עליו דברים הרבה. הוא מרמז על פרשה זו שנאמר בה וענית ואמרת. הרי שנאמרה מצווה של סיפור יציאת מצרים שנקרא הגודה. ובתוך סיפור זה יש פרט שנקרא עוני. So, what's the makor Rameir Simcha brings for the Jewish of this parish of Bikurim? But he says lechem oni, which Chazal say lechem shonu lo dvarim harbe, you say a lot of things over this bread, and it's merames on this parasha, because it says in this parasha, v'anisa v'amarti, arameyo b'erobi v'erob tzayma. So therefore you see that there's a special inyan of oinim olav dvarim harbe, dafka in the parasha of Bikurim, of v'anisa v'amarti, arameyo b'erobi. So you see that there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim that's called Haggadah, and in this Sipur there's a prat that's called Oni, Oni Lo Dvarim Harbe, and that's the darsh in the parsha of Arami Oved Ovi, v'akol b'yachad, that's the kiyum of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, v'anisa Arami Oved Ovi v'nimtza, sheyesh shem Haggadah b'chlaliyut, u'v'frat yesh aniya. There's a general shem Haggadah, and then there's the v'anisa, there's aniya, and that's the parsha of Bikurim, that's the parsha of Arami Oved Ovi, Ve'evad Mitzrayim, etc., etc. And that's what those two things are mitzdarif together to the Kiyum Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim of Leil Tesvav. The general Kiyum Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, and then the special Ve'anisa Ve'amarta, the special Aniya, that relates to the Bikurim. Yafe me'od. Ve'achshav aleinu lefaresh, ma'in yan farashat mikra Bikurim, והגדה, מה קשר ביניהם? ולא עוד, אלא שהרמב״ם הדגיש שעל פרשה זו מרבים בדרושי המילים. ולמה דווקא בחלק זה נכנס עניין ריבוי ודרשות? ולא בשאר הסיפור של יציאת מצרים. הרמב״ם emphasizes that in this parsha we're marbim, we darsh in the words. So why דווקא in this parsha is there an Indian to darsh in the words other, as opposed to the rest of the סיפור יציאת מצרים. על השאלה הראשונה, מה עניין פרשת מקרא ביקורים להגדה, אפשר לומר כך, שביציאת מצרים זה יוצר קשר, זה יוצר קדושת הבכורה. יציאת מצרים יוצרת קדושת הבכורה. יציאת מצרים creates the קדושת הבכורה. The night of the 15th is the night of Makas Bechoros. That immediately in the morning of the Yitzhiyah, it says to Moshe, the Tzivu yifkadish li kol b'chor peter kol rechem. V'aleinu ladat she'en ha-musag shel kedushat b'chora matchil b'b'chor atzmo. Eli yesh lo makdish mikodem. V'hu b'zeh she'hakdusha hi al yidei rechem mekadish. Klomar, etzem hakdusha ino b'b'chor atzmo, rak shebo mitgale u'mitbatet, mitgala u'mitbatet hakdusha shel koach ha-leida, של רחם מקדש. והראיה, שאם יש חציצה בין הרחם ובין הבכור, אין הבכור מתקדש. So the musik of Kedushas Bechora doesn't start with the Bechor, but rather it's the rechem that's מקדש. That's the musik we see in Bechoras 9a. The rechem is מקדש. In other words, the etzem ha-kedusha is not in the Bechor itself. In the Bechor, it's revealed, is expressed, the Kedusha of the Keach HaLeida of the Rechem Mekadesh. It's, you see the Kedusha of the womb sanctifying this Rechem Mekadesh, Kadesh Likol Bechor, Peter Kol Rechem. The Kedusha of the Bechor is because the Rechem is Mekadesh. And the Raya is that if there's a Chatzitze between the Rechem and between the Bechor is not Miskadesh. ונתבונן נא בסיבת התגלות קדושת הבכורה הנ"ל דווקא בליל יציאת מצרים. נחזור לאותה כללה של גזירת מיתה שנקראת מחץ מכתו של עולם. We'd like to look at the revelation of the קדושת הבכורה that was revealed דווקא בליל יציאת מצרים, which is the night of Makas Bechoros. And in order to do so, to understand the Kedushas HaBechora Dafka coming B'lel Yetzias Mitzrayim, we'd like to go back to the Klal of the Gzeras Misa that's called the smiting of the world, as Chazal call it in Bereishis Rabbah 10:4, Tanchuma ve'od, based on a pasuk in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26. And there was a klal of Adam, afar ata ve'afar tashuv. Zo haklala b'sisit. You're dust and you are returning to the dust. Omnam, nitvasfu sham gam nikudot acherot. Al ha'adama yesh kotzvei dardar tatzmiach lach. Yesh chava ve'etzev tel dibanim. יש נחש, ארורתה מכל בהמה, זאת אומרת, כמה אחרים נתקללו. And because of this, the behemoths did not get a bracha of Peru Ravu, b'maisi b'reishis, like man and fish. Why? Says b'reishis aleph chof beiz b'rashi, מפני הנחש שעתיד לקללו, ולכן לא בלחם שלא יהיו בכלל הברכה. Since the nachash is going to be cursed, God didn't want to give the animals a bracha, because then the nachash would have been included in the bracha, and God did not want the nachash to be blessed. So when we look at it, we can see שהכוונה המשותפת של כללות נוספות אלו הוא שהן כללה על כוח הריבוי של כל סוג שהשתתף באותו חטא עץ הדעת. Kavana of the klalos is that it's a klala on the koach haribui. The kavana mishutefet, the common intention of all the klalos, are that it's a klala, it's a curse, and the power of ribui, increasing procreation. Of everyone who took part in the Chet Eitz Hadas. With a woman, what's her curse? That she suffers in birth, which is Koach Ribui HaAdam. Man and the earth were cursed with Psoles V'Koitzim B'Talichat Tzmicha B'Ribui HaPerot. In other words, the animal is going, the earth is going to have thorns and thistles. Kotz V'Dadar Tatzmiach Lach. And man B'Zeh HaSapech HaToich HaLochem. So man is also going to have psoilas. He's trying to be marbit paris. He's going to have psoilas. When the earth is trying to be marbit paris, they're also going to have psoilas. They're also going to have this waste matter. The nachash is a chisaron bracha of peruvu. Right? The nachash gets this curse. Arura ta mikol behema. So you're not getting the peruvu. Kach sheyachad im hagzeira shel mita, negzru gam kilkulim al tzmicha b'shtachim shonim shel hayekum. מצומח עד האדם, ובהתאם לזה בליל תתוו, כשמתחיל הגלגל לחזור לאותו מצב קדום של לפני החטא, ואורות חיים בלי סוף מתחילים להעיר, והכוחות לבטל אותה גזירה של אל עפר תשוב משתרשים, באותו לילה עצמו ובוקעים אורות של הקדושה והתיקון שיש בהם כל כוח הריבוי, והיא קדושת הבכורה. קדושה של התחלת גילוי כוח, ההולדה של רחם מקדש. In other words, together with the Gzeiras Misa, there was also a Gzeira of all the kilkulim, all of the corruption, all of the problems with the tzmicha, the growing, the ribui. The woman's going to have trouble giving birth, and man is going to try to make peiros, but he's going to shvitz while doing it. He's going to have psoilas. The adama is going to have koitz and dardar. It's going to be a gefer l'chamatzit, Rabbi say. The nachash is going to have, he's not going to have peruvu. So that's the arur. The arur wasn't, he was cursed. So when there was no blessing of the animals of peruvu, because in order not to bless the nachash, there's going to be this lack of pirayon, of being fruitful in all parts of creation. And when's the tikkun? When's the tikkun? B'leil tetvav, kshematchil ha'galgal lachazor le'oto matzav kadum, le'oto matzav kamai. Lefnei chet, then we go back to before the sin, and this endless flow of light starts to shine, and the kochos that want to be mevatel the gzeira of el ofer toshuv are mishtarish. Right, and by the way, this el ofer toshuv, man's going to go back to the dust, and that's the dust that makes the coats and the dardar, and that man is going to return, and he's going to be psoilas. In other words, now we want to make peiros. We want to turn this whole thing around. Be'oto laila tzmo, on that very night, now we're turning everything around. We have these new lights of kedusha and tikkun that have all the koach of ribui. That's kedushas habechora. That's the Kedusha of the beginning of the revelation of Koyach HaHilada, of Rechem Mikadesh. Now it's going to be a time of the womb sanctifying. Now it's a Gilui Koyach HaHilada, the Kedusha, the holiness of the beginning of the revelation, of the power of giving birth, of Rechem Mikadesh. V'nigzal tzav shel kadesh li peter rechem me'adam v'gam mi behema. And here you have this command of sanctify for me the firstborn from animals and from man as well, from both, from man and animals as well, man first, man and animals as well. Because this is the chazara of the kedusha of the rechem, of birth, of hoylada. Shebeleil tetvav matchil hatikun lechol otan haklalot shel adam harishon lachar achet. Uleshem zeh ba makat bchorot b'mitzrayim. Levatel mehem musag shel ma'alat bchora v'reishit haleida etzlam. Adra b'mechoreim harakta. And on the night of the 15th, the tikkun starts for all those kolos of adam harishon after the sin. And that's why Makas Bechoris comes to be mevatel from them the musik of Ma'alas HaBechor and Reishis HaLeida. Adarabah, their Bechoris were killed. So in other words, that's the Shtigl Nagof Rafo over here, right? Their Koach HaHulada is being cursed, is being killed. They're losing their Ma'alas HaBechor. And the Zohar says that Mitzvah, whatever happened to the Mitzvah, Nagof was Rafo for us, was healing for us. For them it was a makkah, and for us it was healing. So here we have the gavaldika healing. We have there we have a negol from Mitzrayim b'chorei marakta, and then our b'charcha galta, and we have this great geula. We have this great kadosh meirechem. This is the night that we immediately in the morning we have the tzivui of kadesh li kol b'chor peto kol rechem. We have this tzivui of kiddush habachora, and that's the contrast the Mitzrayim. And now we have this. So we have this new bracha of holad in the world. V'aleinu ladat, shekishem shematzinu kedusha al b'chor adam uveima leumat haklalot beribui adam uveima, kach chala kedusha gam al reishit hatzmicha, bikurim milashon b'chora, v'habat bikurim v'hoda aleihem ki b'nigud lekilalat kotz v'dardar. Tikkun al kilkul hatzmicha. So we have to know that just like we find kedusha for b'chor adam and behema, to contrast the klalos of the ribui adam and behema that we find by kched adam arishon, so too there's a kedusha on the beginning of the tzmicha, at the beginning of the growth of the sprouting. And what's that? Bikurim is lashon b'chora, and the bringing of bikur and hoda is in contrast to the klala of kotz v'dardar tatzmiach lach. Tikkun al kilkul hatzmicha. This is a tikkun for the kilkul hatzmicha. That's havas bikurim. And I was saying, oh, look at our beautiful first fruits. So that's the contrast with the coats and the dardar, with the thorns and the thistles. We say, God, look at what we brought. We brought you not thorns and thistles, beautiful new fruits. So kumtois that havas habikurim is a hemshech yashir. It's a direct continuation of the night of the 15th. Hagam she'en makom lemitzvat bikurim. Even though there's no room for mitzvahs bikurim until we come to Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, they are included in the kedushas habechora through the ha'ara, through this light of the bittul klal shalaf ratashu v'kotz v'dardar. And therefore, we have parshas mikra bikurim in the Haggadah because it's so shaykh to tesuav. That's the night of the chiddush of tzmicha, of growing, of being fruitful, literally. That's the bikurim. And that's how it relates to Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, this is the tikkun. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is the tikkun for this klal of being fruitful. And now we go back to the blessing of being fruitful, the rechem and mekadesh, gilui koyach ha'ilada, the sanctification, how the rechem sanctifies the bechor. And that's the tikkun. And now our it's a tikkun on the koyach of Pir Verivia. Now our children are holy, and now we also have another tikkun on the fruits. So we talk about bikurim, because this is again all the whole curse revolves around the curse of being fruitful, of multiplying, and now we have a tikkun of that on Leil Pesach. That's why you have the kiddush habechora for animals, for men, and also For the Mitzrayim, it was the opposite. Their bechors were killed, and that's why we bring Bikurim to the first fruits. And now we have this beautiful Leil is Kadesh HaChag, connects to Holech B'chol, connects to the Bikurim, one pasuk. Why are they one pasuk? Because Bikurim is about the fruits, the rectification of the fruits, and that's what Leil Tesvav is about. How awesome is that? And we have to know that even after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jewish people still had one chov to be mitake. And that is, after all the toivus that were done for them, and all the tikkun for Kilkul HaGolos, b'shaito katuv lo shemu Moshe mikotzer ruach u'me'avodah kasha. Im ken yesheret tviyah al oto halo shemu hanemeret b'tchilat farashat va'ira sheba ne'emru arba lishanot shel geula. וכשבא משה רבנו לבשר להם שיגאלם והבאתי אתכם לארץ ישראל, לא קיבלו את הדברים. So they didn't listen to Moshe מקוצר רוח ומעבוד הקשה, because of their short spirit and because of the difficult work. So we have this tviya, we have this complaint against the Lo Shamu that we said at the beginning of Parashas Vayera, where we have the Arba Lashon HaSaglu, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes to be Mevasu them, that he's going to redeem them. Ve'hevesi eschem to Eretz Yisrael, they weren't makabel. And so in order, lahotzi yedei chova zo, ba b'nei Yisrael, u'machrizim b'farshat bikurim, heveti et reshit pri adama, I brought the beginning of the first fruits. Mi sheyesh lo ozen kashevet, letzlilei ha-mikra, yishma kan ha-hadgasha, ve'heveti. Heveti et reshit pri adama. That's the umas, the lo yishamu. To the Hevesi Eschem. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, that Hevesi, I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. And they didn't listen. So now we're saying, look, Hevesi es reishis pri ha'adama. We did bring it in the end. Moshe Rabbeinu, you were right all along. Kol hakavod lecha. Bemet tzadakta. You were right, you were right, you were right. ואם כן, בפרשת מקרא ביקורים, יש ענייה, יש תשובה ותיקון להלא שמוע קודם. So in the parish of Mikra Bikurim, there is a response. There is a תשובה, there is a תיקון to the earlier לא שמוע. And that's why parashas Mikra Bikurim is called Lashon Aniyah, in contrast to the Sibur Bechal, which is called Lashon Haggadah. And that's what the Rambam says. He darshan a lot in this pasuk, Arami Yovira, because when a person comes to the Masalik Ketuvia, there's a tefiyah on us. There's a complaint. It's a taina. What's the taina? Taina is that we didn't listen to Moshe. That's the taina against Klal Yisrael. That we didn't listen to Moshe. So now we're coming to be Masalik, this taina, this tefiyah. We say, but now we are Aniya. Mikra Bikurim. Now we're responding. Now we're listening. Hevesi, Hevesi. We're bringing the first fruits. You said Hevesi. We didn't listen. But now Hevesi, we're listening. Now we finally hear you. And that's what the Rambam says. You darshan Arami Yovedavi. Because when you want to be Misali Ketviya, you use every detail you can in order to justify yourself. And that's why now we have a tain against us. That Lo Shamo. So we say, yeah, but it's true Lo Shamo. But see, b'chol zot, listen to us now. Listen to us darshan every word now of this havaz bikurim, which is making the tikkun hevesi. In the end, we did bring the fruits. In the end, we do have a tikkun of all the curse of Adam Arishan. This is amazing. So we go back la'ascholas hadvarim al shemidamim hashir shel atid lavo al hashir shel leot hadvav dafka. We said, why is the shir shel asid lavo connected to the shir of tesvav? And that is because. Right, we say, what about Chaf Alef? What about Yetzias Mitzrayim? What about Kriyas Yamsuf? That's the real Shira. Why do we compare it to the Shira of Tesvav? And that is that the Shira of Lasid Lavo is going to be on the Gemara Tikkun of all the Kilkulim, all the Arurim, all the curses. And that's like Tesvav. Because Tesvav is a Tikkun of all the curses. It's a Tikkun of Arur Adam. This is the beginning of the, right, Bikurim Miloshim Bechorah. This is the tikkun of the Bechor. This is the tikkun of the Holada. ואילו אידך התועלת שהרווחנו מציאת מצרים, קדושת בכורים, והיא כוללת הישועה שנמשכת עד שביעי של פסח, הרי אחרי השוב נסיגה האחרוני כשנבלה הבכורה מהבכורים עד לעתיד לבוא. אבל השיר בליל ט"ו, שכולל הביכורים, זה נשאר בלי חיסרון. אז the Iker Shira on Leil Tesvav is the Shira of the Bikurim, is the Aniyah, and that lasts forever. That doesn't go away, in theory, in principle. Whereas the Bechorim, they were their Kedusha was taken away, because ultimately the Avod is done with the Kohanim, not with the Bechorim. So that is symbolized by what happened not only on Tesvav, but it continues until Chaf Aleph. Because Kriyas Yamsuf is the Hemshech of Yitzis Mitzrayim. So, and in Yitzis Mitzrayim, we lost the Kedusha of the Bechor, what happened on Tesvav. So we don't compare it to that, to the Shira of Chaf Aleph, because the Shira of Chaf Aleph also includes the Bechorim. The fact that we have the Kedusha of the Bechor, which we lost. But the Tikkun of the Bikurim, that we didn't lose. And that's Be'ikar on the night of the Tesvav, right? That's the emphasis in the night of the Tesvav, that we're Marich on each Nekuda, but the Bikurim, Arami Yovirav, we darshan the whole Parsha. So that we remain with Ladoros. In principle, so therefore we compare the shear of Lasid Lavo, where Lasid Lavo there's going to be no kilkel afterwards; it's just going to remain in a good state. We compare that to Tesvav, where the Bikurim just remain in a good state, as opposed to compared to Chaf Aleph, which connects also to the Kedusha Bechorim, which was lost. In any event, Mariv Rabbeisai, this last nekuda requires more biur and liban, I believe. However, the whole mahalach of the Maimer is a pilek plos to see the what we gained on. And Leil Tesvav, and how we were attacking the whole kilkul of Chedav Adam Rishon, but very meirim and samchin, and I'm so grateful that you listened. Thank you so much. And Mir Tzeshem, and I'm mekave she nachzor v'nishne perek ze. Shalom, shalom, avayidam v'adam.